Thank you. Do we have any public comments on this? Can you go to the podium and
so you mentioned, my name is Ben Finca. I'm a bus operator. But you had mentioned the increase in costs regarding medical benefits and pay for employees. Was that what you had said about increasing technicians as well as supervisors? Is that what you had related that to?
But they're kind of two different things. So there's a COLA piece, which is the general increase where you get a pay increase on July 1st. Then there's the associated costs where medical and dental where our plan actually increases. The providers come back and say medical costs are up 12% a year. So our costs go up 12% a year. So that's that piece. And then the other piece is we've added transit supervisors and we added mechanics to the current level that we have today. We're going to add additional positions because we need more mechanics and we need more transit supervisors. So
thank you. And coming on the other side of that is as we implement the new hydrogen buses and as we increase the service we're able to provide, my understanding is we get grant money based on headcount and the amount of ridership that we have. Do you think that would offset as well as the increased revenue from passenger fares? Do you think that would help offset the costs?
So I'll talk about the passenger fares. If we run more service and we run more lines, we're expected to get some incremental passenger fares, but it's not super material. It doesn't make so much of an impact. So that's not a direct correlation with the people. And then as for our grants are more around population of here and formula grants that we get in to run operations. So those grants aren't because we have two extra people in the agency. So we get that money. So if we hire more people, the grants may not change at all, and it probably won't change. So it's really up to us to operate within our means, which whatever the grant is, that's just one piece of that pie that I showed, is to operate between the grants and everything else that comes in that we stay within that area. Is that... is your question?
Making sure on the same page that I'm not talking about headcount for on our side for operators and operational staff, but headcount for the number of people we move every day, like ridership. So does that count into the formula grants or is that just straight population? Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Do we have any comments online?